Let's dive into the Word of God. Apostle Cruz took us to Exodus chapter 33. So we're going to start from Exodus and chapter 33, and I will be reading from the New King James Version. Exodus and chapter 33, those who saw, or those who will see, the glory of God. Let's learn from those who saw the glory of God. So there was a man called Moses in Exodus and chapter 3. If we begin to read from verse number 12. And Father, as we open your word right now, open our understanding, enlighten our darkness, breathe upon us. We open, Lord God Almighty, all the five doors into our hearts you taught us last month. Our ears are open, our eyes are open, our nose so that you can breathe into us, inspire us afresh. Our mouths are here, Lord, to receive and to declare your glory. And Lord, our hands, everything we touch, Lord, infuse it with your glory, infuse us, let your glory cover us, let your glory fill us, let your glory fill your temple, which is our bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as I hear, I speak, as you teach me, I teach. And Lord, confirm every word with signs following in the name of Jesus. Exodus and chapter 33, story of a man called Moses. Moses was just a man, a shepherd. And you know, the beautiful thing about the stories you read in the Bible, they are just ordinary folks, ordinary men who had encounters with God. There was Abraham, there was Moses. You see them right in the Bible from Genesis down to the book, the Old Testament ending, the New Testament beginning. And then the New Testament actually revealed the fullness of the glory of God through his word that became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. But we're going to see that shortly. But let's see the way God began to reveal his glory. Because in Exodus chapter 33, Moses was having a conversation with God. In verse 12, which is the beautiful thing, like we emphasized if you were with us on the Sunday service, that you can have a conversation with God. Prayer is actually having a conversation with God, conversing with God, listening and you speaking, talking to God and God talking back to you. Somebody saying, can God talk to me? Can God speak to me? Yes, God does. Through everything, God can speak to you. God can speak through every of his creation. Everything, I mean everything. God can speak if only we learn how to stop and to listen out for his voice and his word. So they were having this conversation, and Moses was saying to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up these people. You've not let me know who you will send with me. God was sending him on an assignment. And then he was saying to God, yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. So conversation goes on. Look at it now. Moses says, now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And then verse 11, this is God now replying Moses. Do you know what God said to Moses? He says, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. That in itself is loaded, but that's not where we're going. Verse 15, then he said to him, this is Moses now, conversation with God, dialogue. Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with us, then do not bring us up from here. And then verse 16, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? Lovely conversation back and forth with Moses and the Lord. So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Now look at this. The Lord now replies Moses in verse 17, Exodus chapter 33. If you're just joining us, Exodus and chapter 33, we're now in verse 17. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Now look at this powerful request. This is the first time recorded in the scriptures where a man will ask God, the Creator, please show me your glory. This is deep. Then he said, this is now the Lord replying Moses. Moses asked for, Lord, show me your glory. Now let's see how God showed him his glory. Let's see what God now showed him. Because this is now the clue to those who saw the glory of God. So Moses saw the glory of God. So hear what Moses saw. The Lord said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But in verse 20, he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. That's verse 20 of Exodus chapter 33. But let's stop at this 19. The media team, I'm really sorry, my apologies. There's a slide that I gave you on Sunday. If you can do your magic, that would be great so that people can hear and they can see. Beautiful, I can see. This media people, they are awesome. They are behind the scene, but they are working 24/7. All right? So what did God show Moses? We see the clue about his glory in what God showed Moses. He says in verse 19, I will make all my goodness. Note that. The glory of God, all his goodness. Talks about all his goodness. And then he says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. You see, in the New King James Version, right? You see that Lord spelled L-O-R-D. It's just the translators. But in the original Hebrew manuscript, you will see the word L-O-R-D spelled in capital. And then you will see the word, the same word L-O-R-D in lowercase. They mean two different things in the original Aramaic translation from which we have the English. So the English uses the word Lord, but if you look at the King James Version, if you have a King James Version of the Bible or some of the older manuscripts, you will actually see a distinguishment? You'll see a difference in L-O-R-D capital and L-O-R-D lowercase in the King James Version. I don't have the exact scripture where you will actually see both of them used interchangeably, used on the same statement. L-O-R-D capital in the King James and L-O-R-D lowercase in the same King James Bible to let you see. You see that word L-O-R-D we see here, where it says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord, is the capital L-O-R-D, which means Jehovah. You've heard of the word Jehovah. You've heard of the word Yahweh. And also it means Yah. Yod, He, Were, He. Yah, Yahweh. You know, we had a wonderful time with the children last Sunday. They were all shouting, yeah. All the children watching online, I can't hear you, but you can hear me. Can you all shout, yeah? I told them, just shout, yeah. And some of you, if you can grab any device you've got there, just type in, yeah. All right? Type in, yeah. Okay? Grab one of your devices from your parents, or you can go there and say, yeah. All right? Okay? The scripture, where you see both L-O-R-D, uppercase, and L-O-R-D lowercase, is actually found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 110 and verse 1. But in the King James Version, thank you, Bemini, shouting, yeah, all the way from Calgary, Alberta. Yeah, Jessica. Yeah, Molusi. Yeah, Victor. Psalm 101. The Lord said to my Lord. That's it. Thank you, Ezekiel Urim. You see, L-O-R-D, capital, L-O-R-D, lowercase. So they mean two different things. L-O-R-D, capital, is Yah, Yahweh. L-O-R-D, lowercase, is Adonai. So those are the two different things. They are just the way God is revealing himself. So he revealed himself. When you look at it from Genesis, God, you see Lord God, right? So when you see that Lord God, he's talking about also another manifestation, revealing himself. You know, it's like me. I've got a first name. I've got a middle name. And I've got a third name. But then also, my manifestation is, you know me. Some of you know me. I'm a pastor. Some of you know me in the secular organization where I work. I am a teacher, a qualified teacher of design technology and engineering. And also, I can teach maths. I can teach science. So that's another manifestation of my glory. But then at home, another manifestation of my glory that nobody sees is the one my wife sees. My wife sees almost all my full glory. You know, don't get ideas now, but you understand what I mean. So to my wife, there's a different manifestation of me. To my two sons, another different manifestation of me as a father. To my wife, I am open, I am naked as a husband, and she's my wife. You know, the Bible said husband and wife were both naked and they were not ashamed. So different levels of manifestation is when you see the different names of God written in the Bible. So the manifestation that God was showing of himself to Moses here, if we go back to Exodus chapter 33, in the New King James, we're seeing the lowercase, but it's actually as he had revealed himself to Moses as Yahweh, Jehovah. You say, what does this mean? He was telling Moses, I am the self-existent one. I am who I say I am. I am everlasting to everlasting. I am one who keeps covenant. Somebody said, there's a manifestation of me that people have seen recently, in recent times, as a coach, which is very true. Like somebody said to me, that you know what, I listen to you on the pulpit, but then I've started listening to you as a coach, and you know, I'm getting some things I'm not getting from the pulpit, from you, listening to you manifesting as a coach. That is just me, a mortal. How much more the immortal? There are the manifold, the Bible says, there are manifolds to God, the manifold wisdom of God. So let's stick to Yahweh, capital L-O-R-D. So he says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. What does that mean? He's saying that he will reveal himself, right? His nature, his character, his ability. Name is not just the title. He will reveal who he is as the self-existent one, Yahweh. Yah. He will reveal a nature of him that Moses has not seen before. The character of him and what he's capable of doing, his abilities, he will reveal it to Moses. That's what God was saying. That's what the Lord was saying. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And then look at what he said in verse 20. Okay. Let's stop at that verse 19. Because in verse 19, still 19. And I will be, 19, please. Sorry, media. Let's flow together. Oh, thank you very much. That same 19, let's see the other part of it. So let's see the glory that God was revealing to Moses. But he was revealing his glory as the L-O-R-D, capital, Jehovah. So note that there are many sides to the glory of God. Okay, he now says, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. That's just to let us see the sovereignty of God. But a sovereignty of his grace, divine enablement. The Bible says the grace of the Lord that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Grace, like, you know, scholars have told us, you don't merit it. It's a favor, but not because you merit it, but because God decides to be gracious. For example, the whole world have sinned. Everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. So it's the grace of God, the unmerited favor, that even though you have sinned, even though you've missed it, even though you've messed up your life, and you are listening to me, and that applies to you, even though you've done something very wrong right now, and you deserve to be judged, punished, condemned, I choose not to condemn you. He's saying, I will be gracious. I will. It's my will to forgive you. It's my will to cleanse you. Even if your sin, God was revealing himself through a prophet Isaiah, he said, even if your sin is as red as crimson, he said, I will wash you and you will be white as snow. That is the grace, a manifestation of the glory of God. And look at it again, I will have compassion. So that's another manifestation of his glory, on whom I will have compassion. So if you look at that original word, glory, which Apostle Cruz gave us the Greek and gave us the Hebrew. In Hebrew, kabod. I think in the Greek is, what's it called now? This Apostle Cruz, you are watching, type it in. If I don't remember now, because I'm tapping from your anointing now. In the Greek, is it dox? No. Come on, type it, Apostle Cruz. We'll pick it up from there. Okay? Just type it in. There's the Greek of the word glory. We'll get there. So please, media team, watch out for Apostle Cruz. I love it when we are interacting like this. So we are studying together. So I put in a PowerPoint. All right, on that PowerPoint, enumerates, number one, what God revealed to, please don't let me laugh, Doxa, thank you, Ezekiel. But the, what you typed before, do you know he put in rapper there? Some people have not seen my manifestation as a rapper, but we're not rapping tonight. Okay, Zippy, take your time. Take your time, bro. Oh, come on, let's have a good laugh tonight. So, doctor, I think that's the word. All right. So, what did God reveal? Summary, please bring up that slide, media team. I can see that you've prepared it. Okay, the first one, or is it the second one? Yeah, please, the third one. That this is what God showed Moses. The next slide, please. Thank you. I like when I did my hand like that, you moved. If I do it back like that, okay. Move it back. Yeah, okay. Move it this way. Let's go. Cool. All right. So God revealed all his goodness. He revealed his name as Lord, which is Jehovah Yah, Yahweh. And then he revealed his grace, his compassion. All right, media team, let's go back that way. Let's go. So the glory of God talks about his honor, his majesty, his abundance, his riches, his splendor, his dignity, his reputation, and that word kabod, his weight, his heaviness. Have you lifted a heavy weight before? Have you lifted something heavy? You know, there are levels of heaviness. Imagine the heaviest thing on this earth is not as heavy as the creator of the earth. So can you fathom the weight, how heavy God will be? That is what his glory is. Honor, majesty, abundance, riches, his splendor, his dignity, his reputation, his weight, his heaviness. That is the glory of God. And that is what God revealed to Moses. But just a dimension of him. Oh, Lord. If you look at that verse 20, God is saying, you can't see my face. No man can see my face and leave, because it will be too much. Have you tried to carry something you can lift? It's heavy, but you can lift it, all right? And then you now try to carry something you can't lift, it's too heavy. Can you remember how that will feel? Now imagine something very heavy, but now comes upon you that you can't lift. It will kill you. That's what God was saying figuratively to Moses. Nobody sees my face and lives. You will die because my heaviness, my whole weight comes on you. You will, nobody. You can't live. That's the glory of God. We hear the word from glory to glory. We see the heavens. The Bible captures in the book of Revelation that the four creatures, they are there before the Lamb, before God's glory. They are the 24 elders before God's glory. When they see a level of his glory, they just bow. Listen, they bow. They just bow. You know, that's why I love that song by our brother, Dunsin Oyeko. When the glory comes, what do you want to say? There is no word that can describe that glory. Say, there is no words to say. And, you know, that, oh, it's just groaning. You just groan. It's like you're trying to carry something heavier than you. Beyond words. That's the glory of God. Unfathomable, immeasurable, unspeakable, indescribable. But we can only just capture it. Honor, majesty, abundance, riches, splendor, dignity, reputation. The glory. You see, God manifested a bit of his glory. We'll see more of this as we study on. When his glory will come into the temple in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, his glory will come, and the Bible will say the priest can't minister. What do they want to say? Just tell me what you want to say when the glory of the one who is glorious appears. What do you want to say? I pray in the name of Jesus that as we're on this study tonight, as you're hearing this word, you will see, but not only see, you'll be enveloped, you will be filled with a measure of the glory of God. Amen. You see, as we continue in this study, we will see the ultimate plan of God is about him, the entire earth to be covered, but not just covered, filled with his glory. On Sunday, we shared with us, he had to create mankind like himself, and he filled that mankind, covered that mankind, the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, they were covered with his glory. That's why they were physically naked, but they did not see their nakedness, because what covered them was the glory of God. The glory of God is better than any designer clothes you can ever think of. The glory of God. In the hospital, if the glory of God enters the hospital, the dead will rise up. We will see that tonight. The blind will see. You see, that's all the things, the manifestation of the glory of God. That was what Jesus was doing when he came. The Bible said, we beheld his glory. He came. The word of God was made flesh. John chapter 1, we beheld his glory. I think it's verse 17. It says, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He was going about manifesting that glory. Blind were seen, lame were walking, because all these things cannot encounter the glory of God and remain the same. Oh, the Bible says, you know, Paul was capturing it in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that we are transformed from glory to glory when we see him, when we can see him. You can't see the glory of God and remain the same. You can't encounter the glory of God and ever be the same. And that is why I'm praying tonight, as we look at this series, I will be transformed. You know, Apostle Cruz Damola was saying last week that he just couldn't fathom when he started studying this. He just, same thing. I was just saying, Lord, where do we start from? Where can we talk about your glory? The only place is just to try and see those who saw his glory. So tonight, let's go back, right? Just to see that foundation, because we will build on this. It's not a topic, or it's not even a topic. It's not something we can look at and gloss over. I am praying again, as you're hearing this, the honor of God, the majesty of God, the abundance, the riches, splendor, his dignity, reputation, his weight, right? A measure of his weight you will experience in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me. Fill me. May I experience, every one of us, experience your glory. Thank you, Daddy, Grandpa, Pastor Folusho Aluko. Look at it, 2 Chronicles 5:14. The priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Look at that word now. Lord, the glory of Jehovah, the glory of Yahweh, the I am that I am, the one who says he is what he is, means what he is, means what he says, says what he means, the one who cannot lie, the one who sends a word, his word, and the word does not return void. The word brings healing and deliverance. Listen, I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be an entrance of his glory, because his word is what carries that glory, which we will see in John chapter 1. The entrance of that glory, the word of God, the glory of God through his word, will bring healing and deliverance to you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right? Let's now close tonight. Okay? It's just the foundation we're laying. There was someone who saw the glory of God. And he saw that glory through the word of God made flesh, Jesus. So let's go to John chapter 11 tonight. Let's go to this family that saw the glory of God. Remember the topic again? Those who saw the glory of God. And we can put it, those who will see. And I pray as we are studying together, we will see. But not just see, experience is the word. Those who will experience, I will experience the glory of God. You know, the beautiful thing about the word of God is that when we release the word, God confirms the word. The word comes like a seed. So when we're talking about the glory of God, expect to experience the glory of God. You know, once in a while, God opens my eyes. I'm ministering at times, I just see a cloud. When I see that cloud, I usually just tell people, because the instruction I always receive, you know what? I pause. People, just ask the Lord now. Talk to the Lord. Just tell him what you want, because I can see his glory like a cloud in the building where we usually meet. And I'm telling you right now, I am seeing that glory. I'm just seeing a glimpse of it. So I will ask everyone to pray right now. You want to experience his riches, his abundance, his honor? Can you talk to the Lord? Ah, Rati Bande Hesi Prus Kilagados Hiparagadeta. He says, I'm the Lord. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too difficult for me? Hey, risupra katilema, that same place where you were rejected. Lakarazi sipra handi kilianda, that same place where the door was shut. He says, I'm the door of the sheep. Radiski pranda kalukuri simbra taba. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be open. Listen, the reason why it shall be open is because it was shut. It was shut before. It was shut before. Hey, brande kizatalaba, doors are opening as you knock now. Knock, knock, said the Lord. in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. To you be all the glory. You know I cannot share your glory. Lord, to you, there healing, 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 healing. It's just available. Oh, I cannot minister, but let the glory, let that cloud of glory minister to you. Let God touch you. Just reach out. Lord, I receive, I experience your glory right now. In the name of Jesus. To you be all the glory, Lord, that which you are doing right now. What you are doing right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm saying this, somebody's hearing it. Listen, God performed the first surgery in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, when he put the man to sleep and took the rib out. That was surgery. That surgery shall be successful to the glory of God. God himself will perform that surgery. Fear not, saith the Lord. Fear not. By the time the doctors open, they will see that God has taken the rib out and is completed and perfected everything concerning you in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Do you realize the first surgery God did was a bone surgery? A bone surgery. In the name of Jesus, every bone problem right now, oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost, has been fixed. The power of the Spirit of God from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And I'm talking of your crown of your head, your cranium, your skull, your spine, your rib, everything that's got to do with bones. I'm hearing that God is fixing. I'm actually hearing cracking of bones, a cracking, like bones are cracking in the name of Jesus. Can these dry bones leave? Librandeski pratika badishka. The wind blew. E brade, flesh to flesh, bone to bone. Mankara de Kesoproza, a mighty army rose from those dry bones in the book of Ezekiel. You are experiencing the same now, said the Lord. That is the manifestation of my glory. Oh, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Everything that's got to do with bone, mantekitapa, linkrutikaba. Please pray. Stop whatever you're doing and pray. Ratita, if you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Aparinda hesetikulu brana hapatia. Lord, take the glory. Lord, take the glory. Lord, do that which only you can do. Ah, rakatuzi pande kelekuranda likrasse proshki rabakatuzi pram lengara seprotuskida rakateke lembrende kukuranda habatika labadoshki raba. Jesus, we cry. We cry to you. Manifest your glory. Manifest the fullness of your grace and your truth right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, take glory, 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 glory. We give you all the glory. We receive. Eka ka ka pe ki bande kulakata. Eh, you in us, we in you. Inga kanga digaga ziprande kusharaba. Oh, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Money, makandekele. Impossible things happen when his glory comes. Impossible. If it is possible, then it's not God. If it is impossible, that's what God is addressing right now. I'm hearing reversal. Rand akabandeke suprenda kala. Higalagada zaterikada. Mambrandekizo klisa. Libritisa man trisopate risupran redemption salvation magaruski labaratuske, and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That is your word. Mamma resuka limrundikurusa. Let your glory fill your house. Listen, the house of the Lord is your body, your temple. Your body is the temple of the Lord. Right now, Lord, fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Fill your house with your glory. Mama randese, magares sitelanaba. Arataka baratapa ratabaratava. Libretita patitututo ritipandi hatipiria tuta. Lembranda pinda kutapende kati. Lingbitabare temba hotuba. le kodabade kurun disipa luka ratu sibrande hele kusha bareke zi so ba tu sapa yakatula. Oh Lord, minister to your people. Minister to your people. Ngarandi kusupa limbrendukua. Ah, ribatika. Oh, ribasika labra da baba. Let the dead be raised back to life. Let the dead, raised back to life. I hear Lazarus come forth. Lazarus come forth. 3 days, 4 days, dead. You heard the news 4 days ago. The Lord is saying he's reversed that bad news. 4 days ago, they told you it was over. They told you there's nothing. They told you the door is shut. 4 days ago, calculate from today. Count backwards. You know that's a specific word, rema, for somebody. Makarande kele prande koshapa le sa brand. Reversed in the spirit tonight. Reversed in the spirit tonight. Magaleka resupa. Dead. Coming back to life. That which was given up. Listen, I'm hearing four again. 4 years ago. 4 years ago. La kareka tukurumba tikalaba debushataba. Reversed. That which happened 4 years ago. Reversed. Reversed. You've even forgotten it. Oh, you've even forgotten about it, but God has resurrected that which was given up dead 4 years ago. Four. Lord, for your glory, whatever that is, four. Magarase gele baramande ke suprosha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, let's go into Thanksgiving. I cannot minister again. I have something to share. The media team and my witness, I can't. Let's just go into Thanksgiving. Please, media team, can we just give us a background song? And let the Lord finish the rest. I can't go on. I'm meant to go into John, but I can't go. I've never felt like this before, people. It's not a feeling. Please just, can you just come up with, and let everybody go into Thanksgiving. Just pray where you are. Begin to thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God. Just give us an instrumental or something. Please just go into Thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. Father, I just thank you. Father, I just thank you. I thank you. Father, I thank you. Le Quran de peace karaka lembre ku karas sali sali baka kurimusha radabusha. Oh, rebella baramaskeleba. Please just take me off the screen. Take me off the screen if you can. Take me off the screen, please. The glory of the Lord. Minister to his own people. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Barakatus Kaleba. Thank you, our brother Dapi, please. Anybody knows that brother Dapi? Tell him that God is saying he's moving into another level of glory. Another level of glory. The brother that put this instrumental together. Makaras Kelo Paratus Shadaba. Jesus, I appreciate it.